With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Another wet winter storm swamping California with heavy rainfall, flooding the runways at a regional airport, and leading to several rescues on swollen rivers and creeks. The Santa Barbara airport closed Monday after nearly 10 inches of rain had fallen in the area by noon. National Weather Service meteorologist Adam Rourke in the Los Angeles area says there's been so much rain soaking into the hillsides, they're just collapsing.
Houses are becoming unstable, so that is the major effect so far. Just too much water in too much short a time, and it's really affecting these mountain slopes, coastal slopes, and foothill areas where we're seeing landslides.
This storm expected to move much quicker than the atmospheric river that parked itself over Southern California earlier this month. The United States vetoing an Arab-backed UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Hamas-Israel war in the Gaza Strip. It was the third U.S. veto of a Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire. Also at SRNNews.com, the 80th annual convention of the National Religious Broadcasters Association opens today in Nashville. Ministries from all over the world attending the conference, and NRB President Troy Miller spoke with Tom Tradup of SRN News.
Does it say something about the state of the world with so many conflicts going on in the Middle East and elsewhere, and that people are turning more and more to religious broadcasters?
Oh, absolutely. I think our international partners will have over 40 countries represented, and our partners are seeing the tremendous amount of growth around the world because people need hope. There's so much despair in the world today. The gospel is the only thing that really brings true hope to them.
NRB 2024 will continue all this week in Nashville. Former President Donald Trump will address the delegates on Thursday. This is SRN News. An NCAA official quits over transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, "The policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian government says it will outlaw doxing, the malicious release online of personal or identifying information without the subject's permission. The announcement comes after pro-Palestinian activists published personal details about hundreds of Jewish people that are living in Australia. Australia has seen an increase in anti-Semitism since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall. This is SRN News. American Airlines raising bag fees and pushing customers to buy tickets directly from the airline if they want to earn customer loyalty points.
American says checking a bag on domestic flights will go from $30 to $35 online. It will be $40 if purchased at the airport. The fee for a second check bag will rise from $40 to $45 both online and at the airport. American says it hasn't raised bag fees since 2018. The carrier also says most customers will have to buy tickets directly from the airline or partner airlines or approved travel sites if they want to earn frequent flyer points. Rich Thomason reporting.
11 suspects arrested in an investigation into illegal drugs allegedly delivered by drones into a federal prison in southern West Virginia. The arrests were made from December through early February. One suspect is a juvenile. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.